Velocity Conference for Force. We are on the floor talking to some of the luminaries and speakers who are joining us today. Right now, we're speaking to Norris Bishop, who is the broker for Norris Bishop Realty. Welcome, Norris. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, to start with, let's start broad. It is obviously, there's a lot going on right now in the news, just in Washington. There's a lot of stuff to keep track of for anybody who's in the industry. From your perspective, what are some of the kind of top trends or headwinds or factors that you really have on your radar right now that you're having to keep track of?
Well, I think interest rates are the big one right now. You know, higher rates, rates are staying high for longer, and that has sort of, I wouldn't say depressed the real estate market, but it's definitely slowed it down a lot. And we have that issue. And then the thing that is really unusual now that's going on is normally when you have higher rates, you have a little slower market, you have an increase in inventory. Inventory is still really low. You know, if you go back to 2019, inventory is still not at 2019 levels. Which we thought at that time it was kind of normal.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure there's markets. You can pick out certain markets where inventory is higher. But as a whole, across the board, I would say inventory is still lower than normal. So I would say just the prices are, from a home buyer standpoint, prices are higher, interest rates are higher. So those are some of the challenges. Less inventory. Those are the big things right now.
Is there anything you're seeing as far as just some of the factors that are limiting that inventory? I know we hear people talk about just not building enough homes, as well as like lock-in effects of people that just don't want to try to lose their really low COVID mortgage rates and everything. Are there any other factors you're seeing at play there?
Yeah, I think the lower rates on mortgages, outstanding mortgages, is a big factor because people don't want to sell and they've got to pay more for the new house and more for the rate.
Right.
So it's just locked a lot of people in unless they have some urgency to move. And then that's the biggie. And then home building. Yes, home building has definitely slowed down. A lot of the builders, I think, have sort of anticipated the slowdown in the market and maybe they've overreacted to it a little bit. So those would be the big things. I can't really think of a whole lot else right now. I think those are the two big factors.
So from your perspective, working in your industry, what advice would you have for anybody who's doing that or thinking about doing that? You know, what are the, with all the challenges you're having to face, like you talked about, what advice do you have for people?
You mean, as an agent mm-hmm. perspective?
Yeah.
Well, I would say, as an agent, you really have to, you know, you've got to show your value and you've got to show prospective buyers, you know, the benefit. You know, we've had a market has pulled back. So, you know, they can always refinance later. You can take advantage of the lower prices and refinance later. So there's some benefits there. And then I think from a seller standpoint, if you're a seller and you're still able to sell at a good price now, I think most likely if rates stay higher, we're going to see further pullback in values. So as a seller, you probably want to go ahead and take advantage of the market while it's still good.
Right.
So those would be the big things. And I don't see, you know, which I'm no economist or expert or anything by any means, but I don't really see a crash coming. You know, I know everybody is worried about another 2008. And of course, quite honestly, a lot of people in REO are probably hoping for one, but because everybody made a lot of money. But I don't see, the inventory levels are just still too low. I know default rates have gone up a lot, but we're still just not there for some big major collapse. But
yeah.
I think a pullback, a correction, I think we've probably been in a correction for the last 12 months anyway.
Right. Well, I know today you were speaking on one of our panels here about becoming a real estate investor. Could you tell me a little bit about your takeaways from that panel? What are the top bullet points you would want to share with people or experiences that you had there on the panel today?
Well, the big thing I would say about getting into investing is there is never going to be a perfect time. Everybody I talk to, they want to wait for a big crash. They want to wait for another 2008 to start investing. That may or may not happen. So you just have to jump out there, you know, make wise decisions. Don't overpay for properties, you know, make sensible investments. But real estate is one of those things that over time is going to correct itself. Even if you make a, you know, naturally don't buy at the 2022 peak like a lot of people did. But, you know, even in a market like we're in now, we've seen a correction. Jump in there and make a deal, buy something, rent it out, you know, or find something to flip. And, you know, you always have to have, when you flip, you always have to have multiple exit strategies. If the flip doesn't work, then you can turn it into a rental or do something else. Right. But the big advice I would have for people is just stop waiting for that perfect opportunity, because I know so many people that say, hey, I want to invest, and they've been, since about 2018, they've been waiting on a crash. And you know, we're quite a few years beyond that now. So you just have to jump out there and get started. Don't wait to get started. And if you make a mistake, the market will correct it at some point. As long as you're not over leveraged and you know you're in a good position, you can ride it out.
Yeah. Well, I know we're about halfway through the day here at the Force Conference, Velocity Conference. So I know you've been on a panel and you've just been interacting with people. Have there been any real highlights, anything that would be kind of a top takeaway or a top experience for this conference so far?
Well, I think it's all about the networking with the other agents. You know, if you come to a conference like this, you may just pick up one or two little things. Like I know last night people were having conversations about how they were using AI for descriptions and what they were doing with that, and just a lot of conversations like that. I mean, a lot of things that I hadn't even thought about. I'm not using AI for property MLS descriptions, but a lot of people talked about that and how they used it and various other things that they used it for. So, you know, just conversations like that that I wouldn't ordinarily have. You just pick up a lot of good information, and the panels have all been great. I mean, it would be impossible for me to name everything good that I got out of the panels, because there was so much of it that was so good. So it's really a great conference. I think the smaller groups, you get a lot out of it.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today, Norris. We got Norris Bishop, Norris Bishop Realty. Do you want to throw out a website or contact?
Norris Bishop Realty, norrisbishoprealty.com. My number is 229-589-1044, and look forward to hearing from you. If I can help you, let me know.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Norris.